Steve Kathan. Arab nations have condemned it. The Trump proposal for the U.S. to take control of the Gaza Strip and move 2 million Palestinians to other countries. National Security Advisor Matt Waltz defended it on CBS Mornings.
Nobody has a realistic solution, and he puts some very bold, fresh, new ideas out on the table. It's going to bring the entire region to come with their own solutions.
Well, CBS's Olivia Rinaldi on some of the reaction from the Middle East.
Egypt's foreign ministry last night stressed the need for rebuilding Gaza without moving Palestinians out of the country. Saudi Arabia, one of our most important allies, they released a statement last night, very strong. Strongly worded statement that called for an independent Palestinian state and said it would be a firm, steadfast, and unwavering position.
The U.S. Postal Service has reversed course. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports it now says it will continue accepting inbound packages from China and Hong Kong.
The Postal Service had suspended accepting packages. It now says it is working closely with Customs and Border Protection to come up with a plan for collecting the new tariffs on China to ensure the least disruption. Private shipping companies like FedEx will also have to adjust to the new rules. Low-value parcels from China had been exempt from tariffs.
We're just in from New Albany, Ohio. Police say the suspect they had been looking for in a mass shooting has been arrested. An employee of a cosmetics warehouse where the shooting took place. One person was killed, five others wounded. On the Health Watch, CBS's Allison Keyes tells us new information suggests very few people around the globe are getting effective treatment for mental health or substance abuse issues.
Research shows that just 7 out of 100 people in 21 countries receive effective treatment for substance abuse or mental health disorders. The University of British Columbia and Harvard Medical School looked at survey data from nearly 57,000 people collected over a 19-year period. The biggest barrier to treatment is that people don't recognize the need for it.
Police in Greencastle, Pennsylvania, investigating the theft of about 100,000 eggs from the back of a distribution trailer. They're worth an estimated $40,000. This man lives not far away.
Makes me feel like I need to protect my family more, you know? There's a lot of crazy things going on in the world these days, and just pray to God that everything turns out better for the world.
The up and down price of eggs has been an inflation touchstone for months. Checking Wall Street's, right now the Dow is down 53 points. The S&P is down 21. NASDAQ off 100. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. No charges are expected in that accident Sunday night in the Burlington Menards parking lot. The 21-year-old Menards employee killed has been identified as Cody A. Dorn. He died after being pinned between two vehicles in the store's parking lot. An investigation is ongoing. A swatting incident at Bradford High School in Kenosha caused a lockdown that lasted about an hour yesterday. It came after a fake report of a shooting. The school was searched and no threats were found. An investigation continues into where that call came from. Public hearings are being held at the Union Grove Village Hall today. It's in connection to the proposal from We Energies for a 128-megawatt methane gas-fired power plant in Paris. Some environmental groups are criticizing the project due to possible impacts to the environment. The Racine County Eye is working on a story about Racine police officers who've been without a contract for 5 years. The president of the state's police union recently addressed the Racine Common Council on the issue. Read more at racinecountyeye.com. And the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act has been reintroduced in the U.S. Senate. It's meant to ensure all new vehicles include AM radio access. If passed, the bipartisan legislation would mandate AM radio in all new cars. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks make a deal. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee is sending Chris Middleton to Washington. The Bucks are trading Middleton and A.J. Johnson to the Wizards in exchange for Kyle Kuzma and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin Jr., as well as a second-round draft pick. A pick swap was also included in the deal. Middleton, a three-time All-Star, helped the Bucks win the 2021 NBA title. He signed a three-year, $93 million contract before last season. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow afternoon. The Bucks take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight with a tip time of 6 p.m. The WIAA has approved approved a change to its high school football playoff qualification process. The Board of Control voted this morning to create a wins-based metric for teams to get into the postseason. The new setup will also seed teams in the playoffs, eliminating the need for computer algorithms or coaches voting. In addition, the WIAA also expanded the 8-player football playoff field to 32 teams and moved the start of the season up 1 week to match the start of 11-player football. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Cloudy and warmer, with a few flurries flying around this afternoon and light snow ramping up this evening. It may mix with a little bit of freezing rain, creating some icy, slippery spots. The snow accumulations look like less than half an inch. Gone by the morning, we'll be battling a windy day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
How's morale at work today? I ask because I suggest you crank this up and get the whole office to sing along with this song, Sweet Caroline, from Neil Diamond on WRJN. Crank it.
Where it began, I can't begin to know, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. To be
don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
To Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless hits. Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Four Tops, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got. Bad grammar, good song. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. Wellness practitioners that you can talk to, sustainable living experts giving talks, home remodeling tips, energy efficiency tips, live demonstrations, and oh, did I mention WRJN going to be broadcasting live? It's happening at Memorial Hall, March 1st and 2nd, from 10 until 4, tickets at the door, presented by the Racine County Eye and WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and I'm trying to keep you out of the chocolate zone. What am I talking about? This is the time when you start to panic about Valentine's Day and you reach for the box of chocolates. Guys, gals, there's still time. Purchase a gift certificate or two at Big Deals today, and you'll save an additional 15% on your purchase. No code needed. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Brothers on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. This song from Mason Williams, written by Mason Williams while he was writing jokes for the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. Do you know who else wrote jokes for the Smothers Brothers? Pat Paulson.
Now, I remember being in the writing room there where he showed, what do you think of this? And he's going over Classical Gas for me. I said, yeah, that's really good. I had no idea it'd be a hit.
Gentry's. A medley of all their greatest hit, Keep On Dancing. I'm Dan Marcus with Stuart J. Waddles now, and another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was just before noon when a call went to Kenosha Police Monday about a break-in at a Southside home. Police say the initial check found nothing. However, a second call came later, and police came back to find a 52-year-old man and his dog dead in a basement. It happened at a home near 85th Street and 18th Avenue. A 41-year-old Kenosha man was quickly ID'd as a person of interest and was arrested. The investigation is ongoing. A first-degree homicide charge is likely. The Racine County Eye has a report today about the strange and scary situation outside of a Racine school this week. The man accused of being intoxicated with a gun near Wisconsin Lutheran was in court yesterday. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. A swatting incident at Bradford High School in Kenosha yesterday caused kids to be out of class for about an hour. The fake caller reported a shooting, triggering a large police response. The school was placed on lockdown and searched. Previous fake calls to Kenosha and Racine area schools have originated overseas. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act has been reintroduced in the U.S. Senate. It's got local support, with the bill being sponsored by Senator Tammy Baldwin. It aims to ensure that all new vehicles include AM radio access. If passed, the bipartisan legislation would require the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to mandate AM radios in all new cars. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy and warmer, with a few flurries flying around this afternoon and light snow ramping up this evening. It may mix with a little bit of freezing rain, creating some icy, slippery spots. The snow accumulations look like less than half an inch. Gone by the morning, we'll be battling a windy day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunshine, Superman. Sunshine, kind of a rare commodity, relatively speaking, this time of the year. Here is Donovan. Put some sunshine on your radio from WRJN.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and some of the best songs ever recorded. I mean, Somebody to Love from Airplane, followed by Satisfaction from the Stones. I'd like to think we do it right here at WRJN. Be untrue.
serving you weather, weather. Times are good or bad, happy or sad. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Just came to see
high school basketball game tomorrow night, Park and Case. And you can catch the whole game here starting at 6:30 on WRJN.
I see the moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. We'll be right back.
WRJN.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
Before I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, 409.
Giddy up,
giddy up,
giddy up, 409.
Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, with some British Invasion stuff from the DC 5 on RJN.
Whoa. Can't you see that you smile? We've been together for a long time, and yet the time's so very hard to pull us apart.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Push back in Washington. Rally over the Elon Musk effort, backed by President Trump, to shut down the U.S. Agency for International Development, a distributor of American humanitarian aid around the world. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen.
He does not get to ignore the law, and we need to shut down the Musk operation.
Well, CBS's Cammie McCormick on the latest developments.
Nearly all USAID staff will be placed on leave Friday. All overseas missions have been ordered to shut down and all staff recalled. The agency is developing a plan with the State Department to pay for the return of personnel posted outside the U.S. Some could return on military aircraft. USAID has more than 10,000 employees, about two-thirds of them serve overseas. Agreements with contractors are also being terminated.
A federal judge has just ordered a temporary pause on President Trump's order looking to end birthright citizenship for anyone born in the U.S. to someone in the country illegally. It was already on temporary hold nationally because of a separate lawsuit. President Trump today said everybody loves the idea he floated for the U.S. to take over the Gaza Strip. It's been condemned by Arab nations since it calls for Palestinians to be shuttled elsewhere. CBS News contributor Robert Berger.
Jordan and Egypt really aren't in a position. Their economies couldn't absorb hundreds of thousands of Palestinians. And then, of course, there's the danger of radicalization of that population, which could bring instability to those U.S. allies.
Well, President Trump is set to sign an executive order today to ban transgender athletes from girls and women's sports, something he vowed to do during the campaign. CBS's Lana Zak.
It's not a widespread problem. Now, if you are a top athlete and you feel like the person you're competing against has an unfair advantage, to you is going to be something that's very personal. If you are the parent of a transgender child, you want your child to feel like they can participate fully in society and in their school and in sports. So for those individuals, it is deeply personal.
Police in New Albany, Ohio have arrested a suspect in the mass shooting at a cosmetics warehouse. One person was killed, five others wounded. It's believed the suspect worked there. Police Chief Greg Jones.
This has been a very tragic situation. You know, our thoughts go out to the victim.